Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechta Shviyas Perik Hey Mishnah Hey. You know how it is on Mitzvah Pesach, you have to be careful where you buy chametz from, because you don't want to buy chametz she'ovrel of a Pesach that was in a Yid's possession during Pesach. Well, Mitzvah Shviyas, they had a similar problem. You didn't want to buy produce when the person you're buying it from may have violated the halachis of Shemitah. So most of the time we say, look, if you're chayshe, this person may have violated the halachis of Shemitah, don't buy, let's say, tomatoes from him until there are enough tomatoes that grew in the eighth year. But what's the story with Luf? Once again, this is our fourth Mishnah that we're dealing with Luf. It's actually the last in the series of four Mishnais. May aim aside from when? Frek the Mishnah. Perik hey Mishnah hey. Mutter Adam likach Luf. Can you buy Luf even from a person? You're not 100% sure. Didn't violate the halachas of Shemitah. So from when can I buy Luf from him? B'metzai Shvius. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us a chiddush. Although, let's say, with tomatoes, you would have to wait until there's enough tomatoes in the eighth year. But with Luf, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Miyad, you can buy it right away. Metzai Shvius. We'll soon see why. Be'ez Hashem. The Chachamim say no, don't buy it right away. Only Mishayir B'Hachadash, you can only buy it from when the new things that grew in the eighth year. There's a lot of Luf that grew in the eighth year already in the market. So basically, Luf is like everything else. Don't buy it from a person right after Shemitah, because maybe he worked on it during Shemitah. But how come Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned for Luf? And the answer is, he's buying Luf that was stored in the ground. If he took this out during the Shemitah year, he would have to do it, either with a wooden spade according to the Beis Shammai, or an axe according to the Beis Hillel. It's not worth it. What do you mean? He would have to do it with a wooden spade according to the Beis Shammai, or a metal axe according to the Beis Hillel. We're talking about someone who isn't doing things according to halacha. That's our problem. Ah, even someone who isn't doing things according to halacha, that's when he can get away with it. This is too out in the open. If he's going to use a regular metal spade to get his loaf out of the ground in Shemitah, people will say, you're not allowed to do that. He can't do it. It's too obvious. So we assume this loaf is okay. It wasn't taken out during the Shemitah year. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can buy it right away, Mitzvah Shviyas. You don't have to wait.